time for the birthday scam, and I think we're breaking new ground here, where this is the first scam that we pulled where the woman is in the shower the entire time, pregnant and in the shower. I'm going to call Michelle, who has an insurance dispute.
Yeah, she got her premium bill came and it was like twice as high.
Hello?
Hello, is this Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Michelle, this is Robert with the agency. He's calling about an insurance bill.
Uh-huh.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm in the shower.
You're in the shower? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm calling because we had billed you for $350 and we have not received full payment yet.
Okay. I spoke to Michelle because we have had so many discrepancies. We're receiving like three different bills saying three different statements. And I had called her and asked her what was going on because we made last month's payment to her directly. And then we have been trying to get a hold of her because we got another bill saying that we owe $317. And she said that she's going to call us back, and she hasn't called us back yet. So.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you, first of all, over the water. I don't know if you could turn that off.
Well, I'm in the middle. I'm about to go to the doctor. I need to speak to Michelle because everything is all messed up. We got three different bills with three different amounts on them. Well, and we don't know which one to pay.
I'm the accountant, and she told me just to handle it. She said she was kind of sick of dealing with it.
Well, you know, that's not, because our monthly premium was only supposed to be $150 a month.
Well, you know, premiums can fluctuate.
Yeah, I understand that, sir, but $150 to $300, that's a lot of money to have it fluctuate that much, especially if nothing has changed. We haven't had any accidents. We haven't had any tickets. And,
are you
and
pregnant
so forth.
Right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that might factor into it.
Well, sir, $300 is a really big difference.
Well, you're carrying an extra person in there.
Well, yes, I understand that, but see, no. Look, I'm in the middle of the shower. Let me call Michelle and see what's going on, please. We're not trying to avoid payment. It's just that we haven't gotten a straight story from you guys.
Well, let me make it clear to you. The straight story is we have a bill. We have given you the bill, and you need to pay it if we're going to continue carrying your insurance.
Sir, why are you being so rude to me? I mean, we're not saying that we don't want to pay the bill from you. We're just saying is that when we get three different things a month, and we're budgeting $150 a month for two cars for a car insurance payment, and then we get one that says $350.
All right, calm down. Now you're.
I'm trying to. I'm in the middle of a shower, sir. I'll
I know
call
you
Michelle,
said that.
And then we'll
it
get.
It sounds
back
like
to
you're
you.
Out of the shower. Did you? It's rude.
Hello.
I think we got disconnected.
Yes, we did, because I hung up on you because I don't like your attitude.
Are you naked?
Who is this?
Was I speaking to you? You were in the shower. Were you just naked?
Who is this?
Were you soaping or rinsing?
Oh, my God. I know what this is. I'm going to kill you guys.
Don't kill us.
Don't kill us. Don't shoot the messengers.
Michelle.
No, I'm going to kill my husband.
Yes.
It was him. It was Rich.
Oh, my God.
It's Dean and Raj.
I'm going to kill him. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Oh, no.
Now, you're pretty far along, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. We need to relax, okay? Right.
Let's do the breathing exercising.
I'll count.
No, we haven't gone yet.
Two.
Okay.
In with the good air, out with the bad.